Gay marriage. Don't wear green and yellow on Thursday. It's Queers Day. An old high school proverb. If there is one group of Americans that takes a beating from religion, it's the gay population. They finally get out of the closet, and who's there to welcome them? The Bible thumpers, nuts of the highest order. Many believe that this is one of the major reasons Bush the Jr. won the election. Well, that and the fact that Kerry couldn't figure out how to beat a man who was already beating himself. 11 states voted to ban gay marriage. I guess it's the step you have to take first before you clothe the naked and feed the hungry. The issue of gay marriage is kind of complicated for some people. I don't know why, but it is. One reason might be that there are large numbers of people in this country who have never met a gay person. Or if they have, they just don't know it. You may be one of those people. You may never know that a gay guy is pumping your gas, or running the local bank, or living right next door to you. Hell, you may even be married to a gay guy and don't have a clue. Don't believe me? Well, next time you're in New Jersey, have a little chat with Mrs. McGreevy. In short, there are still plenty of places in this country where, in bar after bar on a Saturday night, somebody will eventually stand up and say, "If a faggot came in here, I'd kick his ass." And this is what makes many gays so cagey. Most of them are too smart to hear that and respond, "Here I am, you savage." And I'm not just talking about rednecks here. Even Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania, a well-educated man and one of the highest-ranking Republicans in the Senate, doesn't have a clue. Instead of just shutting his mouth because he doesn't know anything, he actually said that homosexuality was a threat to the American family. Of course, he didn't explain why. He just said it as if it were written in stone. Did I miss something? I read a lot, but never once have I heard about a group of gays hopping in vans and driving from suburb to suburb, threatening American families. If only somebody could convince Santorum this isn't the case. But in his demented mind, he has apparently convinced himself that these same gays are driving into cul-de-sacs from coast to coast, jumping out of the vans, running into the houses just as families are settling in for their evening prayers, and fucking each other in the ass right in front of the kids. Of course, if it were happening that way, I could understand how families could fall apart and within 6 months show up on the Jerry Springer show. Who could blame them? But like I said, I read a lot. And when I'm not reading, I watch the Jerry Springer show. A lot. So far, I'm happy to report, there is no concrete evidence to support Santorum's claim. Nothing.